you would pray with me, we will start. Dear Lord, thank you for this day. Thank you for time spent in the sunshine. Thank you for the sunshine. Thank you for good time spent with friends, good conversation. Lord, I ask that you would bless the rest of our time together, that we would continue to converse in a way that allows us to connect and to grow, and that we would continue to see your truth. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, so this is much shorter, and then there's review, and we can kind of, talk a little bit about what we learned or what we're gonna take home, so kind of that closing time that we've had at the end, we'll just kind of go from the session, become that, and then we will have dinner, and then it's like, go home. So, think on these things, and we saw kind of the first half of those things in the last session. I'll just read the passage again so we remember where we are. Oh, wait, what is it? Oh, I copied the slide and it copied the notes. So I'm like, what? What happened? Nope, it should be good. Okay. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice. Let your reasonableness be known to everyone. The Lord is at hand. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. What you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. Lovely. That which inspires love for itself is what is lovely. Which sounds actually kind of like a weird thing, because so often it's like, what? You're trying to get everything to love you? But it's something that actually has innate goodness that inspires love. Can somebody think of something that inspires love for itself in a good way?
Babies.
Yep. That's honestly, I think, the first thing I thought of is like, you know, the
flowers or scenery.
Yeah. There are things that God has created that are lovely, that rightly inspire love. And that is good. And that is one of the things that Paul says. Notice this. And I didn't pull that slide back into this one, but that idea that like God's work in the world includes that which is lovely. It doesn't exist without him. When we see something that is lovely, it means God is at work. And when you see something lovely, you can praise and thank God for it. It's part of those prayers of thanksgiving that we talked about. And also, it's part of that rejoice in the Lord. I think we actually often are good at seeing things that are lovely. I think sometimes where I personally fall short is letting what is lovely remind me that God is at work, that this loveliness is good, and it reminds me, or should remind me, of my good Creator, of his loveliness. And to go that next step even and actually praise him for it. I do not do that as much as I think would be good. To see what is lovely and say, God, thank you. God, this is amazing. And you know what? This means you're amazing too. So to let that which is lovely inspire us to love both it, which is good, and the God who gave it its goodness. And again, these are going faster. commendable or admirable. So that was the next thing in the list. Again, it kind of depends which version you're reading. They'll do it either way. The Greek word, interestingly enough, the one thing I read said, it's actually the word we get the euphonium from, like the instrument. Like it literally just means good sounding. So like somebody thought that was a great sounding instrument. And that's literally what the word means, like something good sounding, something appealing, something that we see. And we're like, I want that. And like in a person, it would be a trait or action, you know, that people see and they go, I want that too. And so there are things in this world that are worthy of imitating. And that is good to see. And it is good to, again, let those things remind you of the God who created the goodness. Even if this goodness is in a person who is not a Christian, the goodness still only exists because God is at work in the world. All of the goodness here is because he's at work. So if you see someone who's not a Christian, they're like, see, you don't have to be a Christian to be good. No, you don't. Still because of God. Still because God is good, and I can still praise God for it, whether you do or not. And that is good. And that's another thing that can encourage us in this life to remember, God is good. He is working. These good things in whatever context, if there's true goodness, there's something truly there worth imitating, let me praise God for it. Things that are excellent or worthy of praise. Excellent is the Greek word for virtue, and it has connotations of fulfilling one's purpose. So, like, for example, like a knife would fulfill its purpose by being sharp and by being easy to hold and, you know, not getting dull quickly. A person has very different things that make them fulfill their purpose because we have different purposes. But even among Christians, we have the same ultimate purpose, to glorify God and enjoy him forever. But we have smaller purposes that will vary. We have different gifts. There are different things that allow us to fill our purpose different than another person around us, while we're still ultimately fulfilling the same overall purpose together. We are one body, but we are not the same part of the body. We are not all eyes. We are not all hands. But there are eyes and there are hands. So be on the lookout for people who are living rightly and goodly and fulfilling their purpose, even if it's different than what that looks like in our lives, and glorify God for it. And when you seek to fulfill your purpose, look to God for what that is. Imitate what you see that is good, but let it be okay that it's a little different than yours, because you're created different. And he's given you the gifts he needs for his work, the way he has prepared for you. And he needs their gifts for their work. He's prepared for them. They can be different. So see when things fulfill their purpose, and say something. I'm not good enough at this. Say something. When somebody is fulfilling their purpose well, tell them. Whatever context it is, tell them. Let them know they are doing well, and then praise God for it. Because again, he is at work in the world. Every good gift comes down from God. Everyone. There is good. See it and rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord. So then, Paul pivots a little bit. He says, "What you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, do this." This feels a little weird because I think all of us would be like, I can't tell people to just do what I do. But there is still something to this that we need people. We need people to imitate. We really do. We need Jesus primarily, first, top, but we need people because it's hard to read what Jesus did and then figure out what it means for me here, now, today, in a totally different context and culture and place? What does it look like to imitate Jesus? Well, somebody in between is very helpful. And their lives still need to match up with the principles and the things Jesus said, but we need people to imitate. So actually be looking for that. Be looking for people who do what is right and good and seeing how they do it. Even better, get to know them and find out how they do it. Because we're not meant to figure it all out in a vacuum. He didn't call us to that. He called us to a community and a body. And he gave us, in scripture, people like Paul, and Paul saying literally, yeah, it's okay, copy me too. You need people, you can copy people. Don't think your life will look exactly like theirs by any means. But we need to see it in action, and that's okay. And look for those. If somebody comes and asks you how you do something, don't get all awkward and poo-poo them. Have a conversation. Be honest about how it is, how hard it is, or how easy and why. And bring them in. Welcome them in to growing together. You don't have to put yourself on a pedestal. That's okay. But don't shut people out because you think somehow that makes you humble. If somebody wants to copy you and learn together with them. Share what you know. Share what you know. And point them to the source that you learned it from. It doesn't make us proud to share and be a model for someone as long as we're pointing them to the source. That is good and right. And it shows them that God is at work in the world. You can be a part of that too. And it is good. And that was a lot of what I was trying to have you talk about in the session before this. Yeah. So actually that's like my whole spiel, so to speak, for this session. And then I have like some review slides. So we can kind of try to talk back through what we went over so that it's all kind of like in one piece. So when you're worried, what should you do?
Oh, I know. Hey. She calls on
you. Sorry. Nope, I don't think you gotta be called on. Please, just talk. Mm-hmm. Yep, when you're worried, what do? Pray. Anything somebody remembers on that they want to add to it? What do you remember? Yes.
Take it to God.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep, he doesn't get tired of us.
If you have time to think about it, then you have time to pray.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you can worry about it, you can pray about it. Mm-hmm. No excuses. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I know this isn't like a test. I know like actually rehashing stuff helps like solidify what it was. And it's good to hear what stood out to other people too. So that's kind of what this is. Just so you know. Be clear.
Read the Psalms.
Yeah. That helps too. But that's true. Yeah, pray about it, but also go to God's word. Yeah, see what's there. Listen to his voice. That's a really good thing too. So what are we promised? What does it say will happen?
Our hearts and our minds will be guarded in mm-hmm. Christ Jesus. Not always our body or our feelings.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
And we can still work through that.
Yeah.
Having the same feeling at the end
mm-hmm.
is normal, but when you choose the route you choose to go can change with God's help.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And I do think there is still I do still think like the repetitive obeying and thinking helps with the feelings. But yeah, it's not like in any moment you did it wrong because you still feel bad. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't have to be weighed down by that expectation. Mm-hmm. Anything else we're promised?
Promised trouble.
That's true. We are promised trouble. We are promised trouble.
Peace with God and not from whatever's going on around us.
Yes. Yes. The thing might still be there, but we have peace with God.
Yes.
And I still, like, when I think of that now, the biggest thought that does come to my mind is just that word courage. Like, that's the one that resonates with me. And for some of you, it'll be a different word, but that's the one that resonates with me, like, courage. I'm promised the courage in God's presence to do good, whether or not I still feel awful. I can feel awful and be courageous. Yeah, you know? That's what has resonated in my heart for that part. And so how is it possible? What does it all hang on that we have peace with God?
We're in Christ.
Yep. I guess that one's a little test-like. In Christ. In Christ. So what does it mean to be in Christ?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But in a good way, like safe. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to read my notes because they actually look good. Like, I don't remember writing them. So we died with him on the cross. We live with him in the resurrection. We come to God through his righteousness. We grow by imitating his life. And we should expect our lives to follow the pattern of his. So, like, including trouble, but having glory on the other side. Mm-hmm. Rejoice in the Lord.
Is that a statement or are we supposed to?
Well, you can do it right now. That's welcome.
I was like, are we reciting the words?
I don't know. It's like review, so I just kind of put in like bullet points of like the big highlights.
Yeah.
Relying on you guys to say something.
So we're not completing the verse.
Oh, you can.
No, they
can. Did anything stand out to anyone for rejoicing in the Lord?
God is good.
Mm-hmm. God is good. Mm-hmm.
When you doubt God's goodness, look to the cross.
Yes. Look to the cross. Because you'll see it there. Every time.
Rejoicing is an action, not a feeling.
Mm-hmm. It's a thing we do, and it can affect our feelings, but it's a thing we do, mm-hmm. Which means we can do it when we don't feel it, and it's not failing, it's obeying.
And stood out when you said, in order to rejoice, we need to fix value on God, and we see God's value by learning who he is and knowing who he is.
Mm-hmm. You led into the next thing. What is God like? You said God is good. Anything else that stood out to people for what God was like? Sorry.
Sovereign.
He's sovereign. Over what?
Everything.
faithful and trustworthy.
His plans always happen. He's not going to change his mind about us.
Nope. Does not change. So, and where do we see God's work in the world?
Literally
everywhere.
The things that are lovely.
So that's just the final slide. It just says what stood out. So all of my official stuff is finished. So trying to remember how we've done kind of the closing session before. Like just the let people talk a bit. And
kind of circled the wagons and just talked about what stood out. Mm-hmm. And then we kind of went through